dry money. Come on, ye fair and tender ladies, take warning how you court your men. They're like a star on a summer's morning. First they'll appear and then they're gone. My daddy was a handsome devil. He had a chain. And from each link a heart did bang. For every maid he loved and take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I gotta know if you're sweeter, gonna stay.
Thank you. this song. I've told him so many lies about this tune that it's impossible to go on. I just say, I'm not saying it for you. I think it's probably going to laugh for a minute. One time I tell you all that it was about a cool vegetable farmer, and the next time it'll be about the daughter of the king of Italy. That is, this girl is into meditation. But so often is the case, it turned out to be somebody that I thought I was over and done with, you know, that was a ghost reared its head in this here song. Did you? I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to you. our shit together, apparently. We just haven't done this in a while. This is what you're going to be calling an intimate performance. Informal. Loose.
Fountain of sorrow,
keep understanding and compassion inside. You could be laughing at me. You got the right.
David's been playing with Linda, and she let me sit in a couple nights with her in Los Angeles, and we did a thing at the end of her show. She got this Neil Young tune, which Neil gave her to do it. He hasn't recorded it yet, so that's actually a pretty heavy honor. Unlike Linda, Lowell doesn't know I'm doing this. He did entrust me with a couple of tapes when he was too fucked up to ride home on his motorcycle, and with the tapes under his arm. So, if you hear him do this song, don't say anything to him. Just wink at him, you know. Let him make up what he wants.
Hollywood, now I ain't naming names.
She was just like Jesse James. She really worked in New York for good. She's a credit to her gender. Put me through some changes, Lord, sort of like a wearing blender. Oh, poor, pitiful me. Poor, poor, pitiful me. These young girls won't let me be. Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, it's me. And a girl in Liverpool, she asked me if I'd be her. Recording studio to sing harmonies. Tom Waits, John Harrell, and Lee and South of Wales. And part of the whole attraction of that whole session was that they had this big gold album from the office out in front. They had a pile of cocaine on it. it was a Judy Collins record. Somewhere in the course of the night, somebody had put a piece of tape over the word time and substituted the word nose. Who knows where the nose goes? Around the time we started spinning. Anyway, this song here is, this is a classic. This is something that lives a certain way. I'm sure it's probably sincere. That one.
tickled your sweet and shiny eyes. Your sweet and shiny eyes are like the stars above a rainbow, like meat and potatoes to me. In my sweet dreams we are in a bar. It is my birthday, drinking salty margarita with Fernando. Young and wild, we drove 900 miles of Texas highway to the Mexican border while the day was coming on to cross the Rio Grande River. And we swore we'd have things our way, so we happened to walk into Nuevo León. The sweet and shiny eyes are like the stars like meat and potatoes to me. In my sweet dreams we are in a bar, and it's my birthday, and we're having our picture taken with Fernando.
Here. This is a tune called The Little Red Lark. I learned from... See, I'm not really Irish, but everybody thinks I am because of my nose and my fat eyelids. And a lot of Irish people have fat eyelids, like mine. See, kind of see the just fat up there. And my nose, which goes up, which as a child gave me great discomfort riding my bike and my trike as bugs. Anything that was flying along would go up it. Them.
Insane.
They used to do this song when they had nothing better to do on the clipper ships, going around the horn, among other things like sodomy and things with cabin boys and dogs and terrible things.
Really?
Well, like they would have only one fool with a banjo, you know, and no fiddle player, and they couldn't dance or do any of those jigs or things. So the banjo player learned how to play it. The banjo, the bow. I can fix this. This is called the Little Red Lark. And again, I'd like to dedicate it to Mr. De Valera, the man himself, who said, other things.
You dirty. Shoot me, but spare my men.
Shoot me, but spare my men. And he died in his bed of old age.
I did that once, tuned fifth string up, this little short one up, and it broke, and the end of it went into the neck of that theme. So you can imagine
What happens with a guitar string? If it breaks in the wrong way, imagine. Taken contact and all those, if you want to know about those allergy pills or NyQuil or anything like that, I have done them all in great quantity. And I can tell you by far and away, the best high at your local drugstore is contact. But what you do is you take out the little red ones. So you sit on your floor and you take out the little red ones and you crush them up. And if you hear your nose is I used to drip into my Hawaiian guitar, you know, and I was really afraid of getting ball of blue sparks traveling up. Pretty soon, just raw, ragged hole. And then I take one of those, and that was a bomber to me. And it'd just be like taking your face and going, and then spraying it with epoxy. And then the way before the epoxy to set and then letting it go. And it would stay for about 2 or 3 hours like that. But your nose wouldn't drip. And then, oh, I don't know. Many, many years. That belladonna in it too. Soundtrack of a movie, if you ever get a chance to see it, miss it. It's called Renegade Women. It's about women who escaped from some prison camp someplace, you know, and all the stuff, and you know, typical Japanese guys, with glasses and buck teeth, you know, real. A little class. And a guy called me up and said, hey, can we use your banjo tune for this? And it's called Renegade Woman, you know, stinking, you know, he's ready to me. It sounded like it would be pretty good. And then I went and saw the bloody thing. Oh. But they used it in the great parts when they were all getting away. I'm like, yeah, but need only people. Much more. Voice either because he didn't like it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen.
I think I've made some kind of chemical breakthrough here. Lay my cigarette down on the piano bench, and what happens is it starts to burn the piano veneer. That piano finish starts to soak up into the cigarette, sort of like ash oil. Final claw. Jesus, it's glowing green. Couldn't be bad. That's all right, I'll stick with the piano varnish better. Freshen your cigarette? Barn, thank you. Okay, I sang that tune for you before, that poor, poor, pitiful me thing by that berserk old guy, Warren Zevon. David's right about that. We're going to make a record together because we had about three or four choices. One is that I could like, get him a producer, you know, and take the chance of letting some asshole fuck him up. And the other one was that he could stay in Madrid singing in this bar with this guy that co-wrote Roland the Headless Thompson Gunner, which personally I feel has got to be a bad influence on him. He showed me the guy's car. The guy runs a bar in Madrid. It says Soldier of Fortune, Start Revolution, Topple Government, Virgins Converted, and all that abnormal corny shit. I mean, he could stay in Madrid as an expatriate. I started thinking about Paul Gauguin and him having one cut out too. You all know about Paul Gauguin, right? It's supposed to be a college town. Come on, you know about Paul Gauguin. Gauguin? You listen? Gauguin, yeah, Paul Gauguin. Shit, yeah. They used to live down on 42nd Street. Or I could like maybe even I could maybe do a whole album his tune, which I'd be totally ready to do. He's a piano player for the Everly Brothers. He was there on the legendary night when Phil and Don looked at each other and tried to crack each other's skulls with their Martin D45s. And later on he wound up going on each of their respective tours. Matter of fact, he was in Puerto Rico one night. And there was like this heavy bomb scare and people were like burning down. It was for the Miss America pageant. And there's this heavy bomb scare and nobody is just, they're bluffing. And Don and Phil come running into the room and said, son, grab your bag. Man, we're heading for the airport. And it's like Havana in 1935. He's been around. This song here is one of his earlier works, which if you remind him of his earlier works, he goes, Poetico Schmetico. But it's one of his better tunes. This is called. In fact, Linda Ronstadt does this tune. Let's go hasten down to win.
Just a wind. My dad
regalarle a mucho tiempo ese libro, ¿eh? We have more serious songs to do, right? We've left some things out. If we sing, we will indulge in it. It's because we're having a great time.
It's good.
You know what? Really? I can't think that David must have suffered some kind of molecular damage, honey. Like it takes a week out and learns 20 of Linda's tunes. Hey, how come you got two microphones?
He came down.
Remember War of the Worlds? Well, those guys, remember those three guys that got it? Jerks.
Hey, the white flag.
You know, everybody recognizes the
just checking him. This is the invasion of the body snatcher. I too used to have a special face that I used to
do. Yeah, let me do that.
It is.
Do that face.
See, Jackson actually does take my shots. What happened is that we'll be very spaced out. Got off the bus. We've done two shows at the Tower Theater. And there's two more tomorrow night. I see David in the elevator. And so David's always assuming these martial arts plays like, hi! And he walks up to me and I'm thinking,
this is bullshit. I'm going to kick him. Let's leave this move.
I'm saying, look at him. I just said something about the whole thing phased out for a second. He kicks me real hard in the knee. My kneecap was. Y'all know about Richard Pryor, don't you? Yes.
Standing alone, each has his own.
ticket in his hand. And as the evening descends, I sit thinking about everything. And seems like I've always been looking for some other place to get it together. Well, with a few of my friends, I can give up the race and maybe find something better. But all my fine dreams, well thought out schemes to gain the motherland. That will eventually come down the way for every man.
Yeah.
from here. I thought we never have to be requested to do it. It's about my... I made a trip to England one time, and Terry Reed is a good friend of mine now, but Lindley was playing for Terry over in England. You might remember him if you saw the Stones come through around 1969 or 70 or something. Me and Terry do a hot version of Deep Ortiz by Willie Guthrie, even though he's English and keeps singing, instead of Los Gatos Canyon, he keeps singing Los Gatos Canyon. That's cool. David was in Terry's band, and dressing rooms in some clubs. Outskirts of Cambridge, and Cambridge is like sort of an outskirts all by itself. And I was living there in a house with this old lady and a baby, and no clocks and no phone. I mean, if you want to make an appointment with him, you have to go see an astrologist. Astrologist? It's astrology, isn't it? Anyway, we did this tune here, and producer never did show up that day, which is a whole other story. And we did the song about 47 times in front of an engineer. Looked like he had hemorrhoids, we let him go on. We went down across the way, we laughed at and we share a pint.
Oh, that's a pint.
We had a pint. We had a pint for 17 pints. And it's in this Jamaican neighborhood. We'll say more about it for later. Well, if you go to this one restaurant called the Mangrove. Wait, Mangrove. The Mangrove, which is near Island Studios in London. And if the guy just happens to be paranoid that day and decides that you're a cop and he won't let you in. But I'm hungry, man. I want to eat. Sorry, man, we close for the day. Jamaican guys in the Guinness Stout. The thing's crazy is an Indian on Jack Daniels who would be Jamaican on Guinness Stout. Now this is the tune we cut that day, and I must say it's come quite a ways since.
So free of fear, we never I sit before my only candle. It's so little light to find my way. Now this story unfolds before my candle, which is shorter every hour as it reaches for the day. And I feel just like a candle in a way. Well, I guess I get there. No, I wouldn't say for sure. Parted, we were laughing still as our goodbyes were said. And I never heard from him again as each our lives were led. Except for once in someone else's, the girl that I met, until I heard the sudden was dead. I sit before my only candle, like a pilgrim sits beside the way. Now this journey appears before my candle as a song is growing fainter the harder I play, till I fear before I end I'll fade away. But I guess I'll get there. Oh, wouldn't say for sure.
Journey has been laid beneath my candle,
it shorter every hour as it reaches for the day? And I feel just like a candle in a way. I hope I'll get there. Well, I'll never pray. DJ named Tom Dooley. And, you know him? He was at FIL down here at the city, Cross Street from City Line. And he used to get up, he's really a great guy. He used to kind of get up and sing Rolling on the River with a house band at the Holiday Inn. Those guys are really nice, and they were really nice to me, you know, when I was just staying there, you know. I came back to town, and they said, "Hey, man. We got this hit record now." "Yeah, man, you're fucking number 24. Yeah. You got this hit record." Now, I guess I knew I had a hit record, but I still didn't know what a hit record was. Now I know what a hit record was. I could use me a hit record. I mean, I got some shit I could buy. But, David and I were going around doing this tour, and we're not doing this song. We got to number 8 on the national charts. People yelled for this tune. Matter of fact, David, you don't know this about David, but David used to like cut school and copy dollies. He used to like, he was a painter and used to. So he cut school and his parents would let him as long as he would like do his painting and stuff. So he'd get out the Salvador Dali book. He used to copy Salvador Dali paintings and shit. Now, it ain't easy to follow Salvador Dali in any way, shape, or form. Anyway, that's all prelude to this. We did this gig in the riverboat in Toronto where David did a few cartoons on the walls at the dressing room. And they were great. It was around this, as a matter of fact, that was the week after we did this. You don't remember those, do you? The picture is, we were traveling around with David Blues, a real dear friend of ours. The cat's got some really beautiful songs. He ain't Elton John, because what he sings about is a little bit too abrasive in a very real way. This cartoon had, you see me in the middle, and there was me, man, with just this hair going like this and these very dark sockets. And this little squiggle of a mouth and these like pecks of whiskers, man. I'm singing at the piano.
And the next to me is this picture of David there, and his head's shaped like a peanut. He's holding this guitar, you know. They all had captions, you know. And next to, on my other side was David Blue, who was just this very sort of gray, sort of, with his curly hair, you know. His caption said, and our road manager was this guy named John Barrick, who's such an old timer out of Hollywood that he used to like take the birds on the road. The guy's built like a gigantic ice cream machine or something. And he's like a fucking frigidaire. He's back there with this, he's got this sort of funny Tweety Bird kind of smile, you know, and he laughs through his nose like. Yeah, the caption, in front of all this, you see all that, and then in front of this, the thing that was in the foreground with these gigantic pair of thighs that were open, you know, and sort of encompassing the entire band. The caption that came from these thighs was, "Doctor, my eyes." Thank you.
about the things that I forgot to do. She woke up one night screaming. This is true. People think I'm just fucking around, but this is actually true. She woke up one night screaming, having nightmares. She was saying,
"Daddy's face! Daddy's face!"
For the boy. Making plans and thinking of the future.
Thank you. very much. We really love you. Thanks for coming.
around the way.